USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Tropical storm Elsa killed one person in Florida after making landfall in the state Wednesday. Elsa has weakened over Georgia with 45-mile-an-hour winds now. Tropical storm warnings are in effect Thursday from Little River Inlet, South Carolina, to Great Egg Inlet in New Jersey. The search operation at the Surfside condominium collapse in North Miami is shifting from rescue to recovery. As hopes of finding survivors faded, Miami-Dade Mayor Danielle Levine Cava said Wednesday. Japan's government is set to declare a state of emergency for Tokyo due to a COVID-19 spike. The government will decide after talks with International Olympic Committee officials later Thursday whether to ban all spectators, which medical experts say would help slow the virus spread.
Lightning strikes twice!
Tampa Bay Lightning win Game 5 and the Stanley Cup, as seen on NBC. We are USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot from my great friends at Freedom Fest. Have you ever been to Mount Rushmore in South Dakota? Well, here's your opportunity. This July 21st through 24th, thousands of liberty lovers are headed to South Dakota for the greatest libertarian show on earth, Freedom Fest. This time held at the Rushmore Civic Center in Rapid City, South Dakota, with a record-setting crowd. Here's your chance to make new friends and meet the country's top political and business leaders, authors, and filmmakers in the land of the free and the home of the brave. Some of the star speakers this year, South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem, Dr. Drew, Larry Elder, U.S. Senator Mike Lee, U.S. Senator Cynthia Lummis, the CEO of Whole Foods, John Mackey, Steve Moore, John Fun, Grover Norquist, Tom Woods, and the infamous pandemic mock trial. Go to freedomfest.com. Use promo code WAR50 to get $50 off the registration fee. That's freedomfest.com with promo code WAR50. Fly there, drive there, bike there, RV there, be there. Freedom Fest in South Dakota. Get your tickets now at freedomfest.com.
Four mercenaries suspected of assassinating Haitian President Jovenel Moïse were killed by police on Wednesday night, and two others were arrested in a tense gun battle. Moïse was killed in a gun attack at his home outside Port-au-Prince around 1 a.m. Wednesday. First Lady Martine Moïse was flown to Miami for treatment in critical but stable condition. President Trump has thrown the gauntlet towards social media. Tim Berg explains.
Former President Donald Trump is suing Facebook, Twitter, and Google over his account suspensions. Speaking in New Jersey, Trump saying big tech has become enforcers of unconstitutional censorship.
It's a flagrant violation of the Constitution going on before our very eyes. And I hate to say this, but they do it with the Supreme Court, too. They play the refs.
Trump also says he's demanding the end of shadow banning, a practice where an online community blocks a user's comments or restricts their visibility. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah.
The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
Fibbies, help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater, available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Overcrowded U.S. immigration detention centers have a huge spike in COVID-19 infections in recent months. That's according to a New York Times report. The paper found that more than 7,500 new cases of COVID-19 have been reported in border detention centers between April and last week. Arizona Attorney General Mark Brnovich on Fox News says the Biden administration has chosen immigrants over the safety of the American people.
The Biden administration is making a choice between migrants and Americans, and they're telling the wrong people to stay home. They literally are trying to shut down our economy. And I keep emphasizing to folks that the biggest health crisis facing our country today is the Biden administration. Because we may have 3 vaccines for COVID, but there's no cure for stupid. And what the Biden administration is doing is just plain dumb, Sean. You know that there are millions of people illegally crossing our southern border. A small percentage of them have been adequately vaccinated. They're packed into detention centers. Could be a catastrophe, not only a public health crisis. And so the Biden administration, as you know, is trying to get rid of Title 42, which essentially President Trump used to literally expel hundreds of thousands of people out of this country for public health reasons. So which is it, Joe Biden? Do we have a public health crisis where we're going to lock down our economy, or alternatively, we're going to go ahead and let people in and gut Title 42, which is designed to protect the public health?
Border infections make up more than 40% of all reported cases in ICE facilities since the start of the pandemic. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.